SBS Radio.
How did it come to be that you became involved with Vogue Australia on this project?
Yeah, look, we're really lucky to actually be a part of this project. We've got a new Chief Content Officer of Communications, Sophie Tedmanson. And Sophie previously worked with Vogue, and she started working at the National Gallery probably about 5 months ago. And she heard through her ex-colleagues at Vogue that they were doing this amazing project right across international Vogue.
Okay, so it's not only isolated to the Australian cover.
No, so the wonderful thing is that Vogue, you're probably aware, has over 5 million people who subscribe worldwide to Vogue. So there's 26, I believe, international Vogues, and each one of those countries were asked to select one of their major artists, and that artist would create a cover for Vogue, and it would be in white, and the whole theme around is hope, of course, and what we're going through worldwide with COVID virus. I think they decided that it would be, you know, something that is good and uplifting. And so we were approached by Vogue Australia to look at one of our Indigenous artists, which is absolutely amazing.
You helped curate this commission and also write the cover. What was this experience like for you? Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, well, look, I was working with my wonderful colleague, Aidan Hartshorn. Now, Aidan is a Wolgaloo man from Snowy Mountains. He lives in Tumut, he comes from Tumut, New South Wales. So Aidan and I co-wrote the piece. It was quite an extensive process, article. So there were two components, I must say, of it. So the major piece that we wrote for Vogue Australia, which is quite a few pages long with quite a beautiful photos of Betty Muffler, with the painting and painting on country in her in the Dogmel community. And so Aidan and I would have meetings with Sophie and the Vogue Australia team. There were quite a few Zoom meetings, as we're all doing Zoom these days, Zoom and Skype. So we did a lot of backwards and forwards. So first off, we selected Betty Muffler, Pidgin Data woman, as the key artist, and then we approached the community. And so we worked with two amazing art centre coordinators, Beth and Heath from Iwantcha, and they would communicate with Betty what we wanted, and we would go backwards and forwards over many, many weeks. And then we would then have to get all this information and articulate that in a an article. But the other process, or the two parts to, to the Vogue, article and stuff, was there's the piece in the Australian. So we've got that beautiful black and white Noora, Nunkari Noora, which means healing country, work on the cover of Vogue. But in the international spreads and all the 26 magazines, they compiled all the 26 artists from all those countries, and they've got this beautiful little fold out. And so Betty had painted also another work of Noora, Nunkari Noora, Healing Country, in red with the beautiful white over the top of it.
How wonderful that Pitjantjatjara artist Betty Muffler is now featured around the world in all of these Vogue magazines.
Oh, look, it's so exciting. And she is such a happy, beautiful woman. It brings her so much joy, and it brings the community joy. And it's really amazing that we as Indigenous people can be, put forward, be placed on the front of Vogue. We have many of extraordinary Australian artists, but the fact that they chose an Aboriginal artist and a female artist, I think it shows, our future and the way forward with our people and stuff. So it's very exciting.
Just going back to the commissioning process, we have so many talented and unique, diverse Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists. How difficult was it for you to choose only one person to feature on the cover of Vogue?
Look, you know, we have a director here, so our director is Nick Mitsovich, and so at the end of the day in any cultural institution, the decision is made from the top, so all we can do is put, you know, the name forward, and it is a hard process, but I think when you're looking at something like this is there's, you know, there's things in place that they want. So they wanted an artist that, an Indigenous artist and someone who does paint in a sort of, you know, who would be able to paint with a white background to actually, you know, work with the brief. So there was a brief, and then you don't want to direct your artist too much. I mean, we don't want to be telling our Indigenous artists what to be doing. So we had to look at artists that were working with that sort of medium in the first place. So a painter and someone who was also using the white paint. You know, for Aidan and I, it was just so easy to work with Betty Muffler because Betty paints country and, you know, we look at all these amazing song lines. When you're looking at that painting, you're looking at our dreaming stories and how Betty and her family would move across country and stuff. So it's this beautiful spider web, a web of, you know, dreaming stories. So, yeah, just it was, you know, very easy at the end of the day to select Betty as the artist to move forward with this commission.
How significant is this front cover of Vogue?
I think it's the very first time any Indigenous Australian or Aboriginal artist has ever been on the cover of Vogue. I'm certainly aware that, you know, we've had other Indigenous artists, Tony Albert Christian Thompson have been inside Vogue when looking at artworks, but the cover, I think this is the first. And it's a proud moment for our people. It's certainly a proud moment for Aidan and I. And I know the National Gallery of Australia is very pleased and happy to be involved in this, but as an Aboriginal woman and as Aboriginal people with Aidan and I, that the pride is just, you know, it makes us tingle with excitement. We are just so happy. For Betty Muffler to be on the cover and for our people to be recognised.
Do you think something like this might happen again into the future?
Oh, look, let's hope. You know, we talk about resilience and being proud people. Let's just hope that, hope, there it is, that, you know, thing for the cover, hope that they do recognise that we, you know, our artists are at that international level and that they will do this more often. I do know that there's a couple of other international Vogues that are going to be running our work as the cover work or as the major article as well. So we always knew that this was going to be in Vogue Australia, but I believe that some of the international Vogues are also running this as one of their major pieces, including British Vogue and I think even Germany. So, you know, having our culture, you know, out there, I think it's just so amazing.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.